You know, they always tell you that it's an honor to be nominated, but truly it is. I mean, it is immensely humbling, and it's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Welcome to Speaking Insurance, a weekly podcast where we talk with successful insurance and risk management professionals to gain insight into what makes them so successful and to talk about the topics that are relevant to you. This is Speaking Insurance. Every year, hundreds of insurance CSRs from across the United States compete to be named the Outstanding CSR of the Year. This award is presented by the National Alliance and is considered one of the greatest professional honors a customer service representative can receive. It recognizes an insurance professional's dedication, commitment, and outstanding achievement. Today, we're talking with two of this year's top five finalists for the award, Sharon Richards of Nebraska and Kelly Sparks of Michigan. As part of the process to be considered for this award, Sharon and Kelly each wrote a two-page essay on the topic chosen by the National Alliance. This year's topic is as follows. In today's political, economic, and social environment, the use of the English language has undergone significant change. Even in our insurance industry, words, partial words, and titles can have a multitude of meanings, some of which are unclear and even vague. In the current insurance agency environment, the meaning of the term customer service representative has frequently been replaced with the terms account manager, account executive, client service advisor, etc. In your judgment, is there any important difference in the meaning of these titles in terms of one's knowledge, expertise, compensation, and responsibilities? Do you believe these different titles make a difference to your clients, coworkers, and insurance companies? So starting with Sharon, how do you answer this question? Do titles make a difference?
Well, it's one of those things that, you know, like I discussed in my essay, that it's really just, you know, etymology is an interesting thing, you know, the study of words and where they originate from. And you know, our clients, they don't know or care what we've been called. Most of our clients, when they call, they just refer to the girls in the office, and that's a really old term, but a lot of them will still just go by that, and they'll talk to us before they talk to the agents, because we're the ones that they connect with most of the time. But I've been a commercial lines CSR, a commercial lines customer service agent, a commercial lines department manager, and there hasn't been a whole lot of change amongst all of that, and I don't know specifically that the insureds particularly care, but I think there's a certain gravitas to some of them. I don't know that it changes things dramatically, but it is nice to have some separation, I suppose. But I thought it was rather entertaining to see if there was a big difference between them all. Like, I don't really think there is, but some people feel that way.
So how have these titles changed or kind of evolved over the years, at least from what you've seen?
Well, you know, when we first started out, it was the agents and then the customer service reps, and that was really just all that you had. And then I was at a carrier at the time, and then we went up to underwriting and assistant underwriting. And it's really at the agency where there's the most evolution at, because at the carriers, they do stay underwriter, assistant underwriter. But in the agencies, that's where we've had the most evolution and where my title's been changed the most at, and my job remained the same. But, I mean, they even toyed with making the agents vice presidents and then trying to make, you know, the customer service reps something a little more. But, I mean, there wasn't a lot of change there. But that seems to be where we went from customer service representatives to account executives. And then we were risk managers. I think now we're back to customer service because they want to put the emphasis on that keyword. So we've sort of gone in a whole circle.
So what has been the driving force behind this changing of the terms that we use?
I think it's more professionalism. You want to present something to your clients because there's a lot of things that are online now, and it's the customer service department, and I think they want to have something a little more personal. You have a person that you talk to, the same person each time, that knows your account, that you're not just in a call center. So they're wanting to make it a little more hands-on because it's not so much on the commercial side, but on the personal side, things are certainly going to the e-commerce side. And I think that's just trying to set them aside from that or apart from that.
Have you personally seen any difference in the way that clients perceive your role with the different titles?
No, because half the time they don't notice that things have changed. So no, I mean, they get my phone number, they call directly. It doesn't matter to them what my business says.
So then if titles don't make a difference, then what is it that does?
Well, I think it's the services that you're offering, and that's really what people come back to because, you know, it's like when you get off an airline and they tell you, thanks for choosing us, we know you have a lot of choices. Well, that is very similar in insurance. Most of us have access to the same carriers at each agency, so there isn't a lot of variation. Some of us have carriers that the others don't, but you can get pretty much the same thing at a variety of different agencies. But it's your customer service, I think, that is really what people bring you back to. And we've had accounts that'll say, you know, we had another agent come in and quote it, and it was a little bit less, but, you know, we're happy where we are. So it's not a big enough amount of money to give up what we've got. So, and I think that is really the driving focus towards a lot of it. You know, what are you offering your clients to set you apart? Because the coverages and the premiums, those are important. But when something goes wrong, they want somebody there. I mean, really, you have insurance to file that claim. And when that does happen, you want that person on the other end of the line to have some experience with you, to understand what's going on. And they also do just want to be able to talk about that. And they want to know that when they call in, and even if they're just making vehicle changes or coverage changes, they want to know that you're there handling it for them. This is their business. It's their livelihood. And a lot of them are owner operators, and they want to know that you're there in this with them, and there's a trust level there. So that, I think, is really what's important, not the title, but what you offer.
So Sharon, in your job as a customer service representative, do you have any unique habits or just anything you try to consistently do that you feel contributes to your success in your job?
There's all of the normal things. You need to be sure that you're very thorough and that everything's documented. But again, you know, I like to engage everyone when I speak with them and let them know that they have my full attention and I'm listening to everything that they need and that I will take care of it. And I let them know when I've taken care of it. And if it's something that I can do and just do it ahead of the curve before they have to ask, then I'll take care of that as well. Because then at least they have that comfort level knowing that if they've forgotten to tell me, I have something that I follow up on. Because we do have people where their businesses have split and grown, and they're in the midst of moving. Like right now, when we're moving agencies, there's a lot going on. So if we have a client that's doing the same thing, and I know they're about to move, I will contact them and say, okay, now you've moved. Did you buy any extra property? Did you get rid of anything? Did you add any employees? Because they're not thinking about it. They're just trying to get reset up. And this time next week, we're going to be doing the same thing, trying to plug in all these computers and hope things work. So I know that certainly our clients, they're not thinking about their insurance at that point. So I know that they feel comfortable that we are and that we're thinking about it when they aren't.
What was your reaction to finding out that you had been nominated for the Outstanding CSR of the Year Award?
Well, there are, when you think about even just the people that I work with that are in the same field, and then the ones that I meet and that I have worked with, the amount of knowledge that's encompassed in that particular group, I'm sure most of them have forgotten more than I'll ever know. So to be considered part of that group and then to be the winner for Nebraska, you know, they always tell you that it's an honor to be nominated, and you know, everyone says that when they get the award, but truly it is. I mean, it is immensely humbling, and I mean, honestly, it's been great fun. So it's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
All right. Thank you so much, Sharon.
Well, thank you.
Kelly, starting with the same question, with all the different titles that we use in the world of insurance customer service, do titles make a difference?
Not really, no. And I'm really fortunate to work in an environment where they really don't. I mean, no matter what our titles are, we all work very well together as a team to get whatever task we're working on or whatever client we're trying to take care of. We function very well to just focus on, you know, doing the best customer service and taking care of the client. And we really don't worry about the titles. So it for our industry and the company I work for, they really do not matter.
So then if that's the case, what is it that does matter?
Personally, I think it's the ultimate goal of helping the client and giving the best customer service experience. I know titles to some, maybe it looks like there's more expertise and more knowledge, but really it's, you know, it all comes down to working cohesively as a team.
Now, Kelly, you talk in your essay about how there are two different types of agency structures. There's a vertical structure and a horizontal structure. And you say that the impact of an individual's title has very different outcomes between these two structural approaches. Can you kind of elaborate on this and explain, you know, what are these two different structures and how do they impact the significance of a person's title?
The simplest way to describe them would be for the vertical, it's more of a chain of command. It's kind of a ladder approach where, you know, everything starts the higher up you are in the ladder, which is more so the higher the title held and the more power you have, and it kind of the power kind of trickles down. And with the horizontal approach, it's more of a team approach where everybody's kind of on the same level, all working together cohesively as a team. You know, there's not really so much titles as it is, you know, everybody's just doing what they are probably the strongest at in the process of taking care of the clients.
So what are then the advantages and the disadvantages to these two different structures?
For vertical, some of the advantages would be the roles and responsibilities are more defined within each position. It can cut down on confusion as to who's responsible for what, since the roles are very spelled out and you pretty much kind of know what your role is and what you need to do, which would create less chances of miscommunications and assuming somebody else is taking care of a specific task or responsibility. The disadvantages would be more so is that since it kind of works on a ladder approach, morale sometimes can be affected, since it could leave some employees feeling powerless, since they would have maybe less opportunities to make decisions that would affect the clients. With the horizontal, some of the advantages to that, since it's more of a team style approach, it seems to build more satisfied coworkers since they all kind of feel empowered to make changes and make choices. And also with that, coworkers really don't feel subservient to one another, but they can complement each other's strengths and talents. If one coworker is very strong in one aspect of the process of a specific task or assisting on a client account, that employee could kind of take that role over for that task. And since the roles aren't defined, they can place each coworker where they're stronger suited to take care of the issues. Some of the disadvantages, though, would be that at times it could be less efficient since decisions sometimes are filtered through many people. And also, things could slip up at times or fall through the cracks since some coworkers may assume another coworker is taking care of it since the roles aren't as defined in those situations.
And that kind of brings me to our next question. And I know we already kind of touched on this already, but you conclude your essay by saying every title boils down to team member. Can you kind of expound on what you mean by that?
Absolutely. In essence, no matter what any person's title is, ultimately everybody's goal should be the same, and it should be to help each other out in order to be able to, you know, the common goal of delivering the best customer service and making sure the clients are taken care of and that their coverage needs are met. So in essence, I mean, really, it shouldn't be based on a title. It should just basically be everybody focused on one common goal to, you know, do the best that we can to take care of the client.
So Kelly, what advice would you have to somebody, you know, perhaps somebody young who's just starting out in the customer service field in insurance? Would you have any advice for them?
Education. It is just so important just to keep yourself educated as much as possible, continuously and constantly strive to learn something new every day and even look for learning opportunities, you know, every day because they come up, whether it be sitting with another coworker, experiencing kind of how they're handling issues or anything that new that you can pick up and learn, you know, find something at least every day that you can learn. But education for sure, that definitely is huge.
And finally, Kelly, what was your reaction to finding out that you had been nominated for the Outstanding CSR of the Year Award?
It was an amazing honor, and I was very flattered that I was thought, you know, that highly of to be able to even be put in a pool with such an amazing group of people.
All right, Kelly, Sharon, thank you so much. You can read both Kelly and Sharon's essays right here on the Knowledge Alliance, as well as the essays of the other three finalists, which we'll be posting throughout the week. Make sure to check us out on LinkedIn and let us know your thoughts on today's podcast. You think titles make a difference? Drop a comment and let us know what you think. This is Speaking Insurance.